Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Chaos in Kansas City after shots ring out during the Chiefs' Super Bowl celebration. Now the community is left mourning and asking the question why.
Just a lot of shock, honestly. It's just crazy that this is what the world's come to.
Frustration and anger after the shooting that left a woman dead and more than 20 people hurt, including many children.
And it's a cold start this morning. Temperatures are near freezing in some places. I'll show you where it's most likely that you'll see some frost and how quickly we'll warm up this afternoon to temperatures above normal.
A big step today in the pay dispute at Durham Public Schools. The school board is meeting with the Association of Educators ahead of next week's vote on how to address the problems.
Plus, early voting for the March 5th primary starts today. Where you can cast your ballot starting today, and also what you'll need before you get here.
Good morning, everyone. It is 6 o'clock. Great to have you with us as we get you ready for your Thursday. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Thursday here as we get going. We have entered kind of that frost zone here where we're in that time frame. It's cold enough. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. We may need a quick scrape out there, huh?
Yeah, so it's cold this morning, but wow, this afternoon it's going to be nice and warm with temperatures about 10 degrees above normal. Weather changes fast here in February. It was just over a week ago that there was ice skating here in Fenton, and now they're set up for sunbathing. They got the lawn chairs out on the lawn. Right now it's 37 degrees. Our wind is out of the east at 3 miles per hour. So wind is light now, but it is going to be breezy this afternoon. It's going to actually help to push the warmth in and warm up our temperatures nicely. Right now our skies are clear, so we have the top of the tower lit in blue. Current temperature 30 in Roxborough, 31 in South Hill. It's 30 in Southern Pines, and elsewhere we're looking at mainly mid-30s from the Triangle area eastward. So a quick scrape out there certainly for us this morning. And of course, we're looking at some milder temperatures as we get through the afternoon. Our high temperatures later on today are likely to climb on up into the mid-60s. Should feel comfortable, Brian.
All right, 6:02 right now. Let's take a look at traffic around the Triangle. No crashes showing up right now in Wake, Durham, or Orange County. Just check with Raleigh 911 and they are all clear right now. Our partners at Way say there are no problems to report in Durham either. And for the moment at least, all of our major routes are looking fine. No trouble on the Beltline in either direction. I-40 through South Durham also is looking fine. I'll be back with another update in about 10 minutes.
Brian, thanks. Breaking news. Troopers are investigating after a truck crashed through a guardrail on I-87 in Knightdale. This was a scene from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker shortly before 4 this morning. The crash happened near Hodge Road. It's since been cleared. It appears the truck was driving north when it crossed the median and crashed through the guardrail on southbound lanes. No injuries to report from this crash.
In just seconds, a celebration for Kansas City Chiefs fans shifted to panic and chaos. And this morning, the big question is still why. We are learning more about the shooting at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade that left one person dead and more than 20 others hurt, including 11 children. Police say they have detained 3 people in connection with the shooting. They've not officially announced any arrests or charges, though. And the FBI has set up a website asking for tips and videos from people who witnessed the shooting.
And Jeff, the woman who died in the shooting was Lisa Lopez Galvan. She was a DJ at Kansas City radio station KFFI. A friend who spoke with CNN said Lopez Galvan was a mother, and members of her family are among the people who were hurt in the shooting.
I know she's a mother, and that gives me chills to think about that type of loss in my own family, or for us not returning to my wife.
In a statement on Facebook, the radio station where Lopez Galvan worked said this senseless act has taken a beautiful person from her family and this KC community. Coming up in 10 minutes, the renewed call for stricter gun legislation in the aftermath of the shooting. And in the next half hour, the bystander who tackled a person with a gun moments after the shots started at the parade talks about what was going through his mind.
With breaking news we're following this morning, a driver who led troopers on this high-speed chase in Raleigh ended with a fiery crash on I-540. That person is facing at least one felony charge. The trooper leading the investigation gave us that update just before 1 o'clock this morning. That crash happened near the Buffalo Road exit around 11 o'clock last night. The WRAL Breaking News Tracker was on that scene shortly after it happened. The trooper tells us the chase started when he clocked the driver going 95 miles an hour. A speeding car then went off the side of the road at I-540 and into that tree line. The driver was taken to the hospital but was not badly hurt. Today, Durham School's employees who have been protesting will have a chance to meet face-to-face with the school board. That meeting comes as the ongoing dispute has disrupted several days of classes in recent weeks. WRL's Kelsey Coffey is in Durham this morning. Kelsey, parents, school leaders, employees, they're all hopeful they can come together and get an agreement.
Jeff, you're exactly right. The Durham Association of Educators may be one step closer to receiving what they want, and they have requested to meet with the board about these ongoing pay issues. That's finally happening today here at the Staff Development Center. There have been multiple protests and 4 days of no school for students. This past month, workers are trying to bring attention to these pay issues. Board Chair Bettina Umstead spoke at a news conference yesterday. She explained keeping the July through January raises is not financially sustainable. It's $9 million over budget. State data shows public school enrollment is declining, and that means less funding.
We know that the state has not funded public education in the way that it should. And so all of the energy that in Durham is excited to go to the state and advocate for a state budget that fully funds public schools.
Today's meeting with the DAE is scheduled for 5:30. Interim Superintendent Katie Moore spoke publicly for the first time about this pay issue yesterday. Coming up in the next half hour, you'll hear more about what she has to say about some potential roadblocks for raises. Kelsey Coffey, WRL News, live in Durham.
Today, you can cast your vote in North Carolina's primary. Early voting is getting started today ahead of the March 5th election. WRL's Brett Neese is live at the Tally Student Union on NC State's campus. And Brett, voters have a lot they need to keep in mind before they head to the polls.
Yeah, big decisions, right? Right ahead of the March 5th primary. There's a number of things to keep in mind. And Tally Student Union is one of 13 different early voting spots here in Wake County alone. So depending on what county you're registered in, that's where you can go to a number of different spots. You'll definitely want to check the State Board of Elections website and your local spot to know for different early voting times and days, because not every single precinct has the same voting times and voting days. But there's a couple other big important items to make sure that you're aware of. One is when it comes to voter ID. Make sure you have a valid driver's license or some other approved voter ID before you head to the polls. That's new here this year in North Carolina. So I want to make sure you remember that. And then when it comes to the primaries themselves, got a couple of things to keep in mind. Whether you're registered Republican or Democrat, you'll have to vote in that particular party's primary. But if you're an unaffiliated voter, you can choose one or the other. Now, you can find all of that information along with your sample ballot at the State Board of Elections website. And, of course, we have a lot of this information on our own website. Just search voter guide on WRL.com. Live in Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRL News.
An 18-year-old from Wilson is facing a murder charge in an investigation out of Myrtle Beach. Everett Ellis is that 18-year-old from Wilson, and he is in police custody this morning. Myrtle Beach police say they found a body near a store. They have not identified that person or said how he was killed, and we're working to learn how police connected Ellis to the crime. Members of Congress and the Biden administration are meeting with intelligence and defense officials today about what's being called a serious national security threat. This is a live look right now at the U.S. Capitol building. There are several sources that say the threat relates to Russia's space capabilities. Specifically, it involves a nuclear anti-satellite system. The head of the House Intelligence Committee is calling on President Biden to declassify details about the threat so they can discuss it at an appropriate response.
And happening right now in the WRL Live Center, Russia has launched an unmanned spacecraft. This launched late last night, lifted off from Kazakhstan. The Progress 87 cargo ship is bringing fresh supplies to the International Space Station. Again, it is unmanned. On board, about 3 tons of food, propellant, and other supplies. If all goes according to plan, it will dock at the International Space Station early Saturday morning.
New this morning, a second attempt at landing a privately built spacecraft on the moon is on its way.
3, 2, 1, ignition, and liftoff. Go SpaceX,
A SpaceX Falcon 9 rocket carrying the lander called Odysseus took off from Cape Canaveral just after 1 this morning. A company called Intuitive Machines built the lander that's expected to arrive at the moon a week from today. It would be the first moon landing for the U.S. in more than 50 years. You may remember another company launched a similar lander last month, but it suffered a fuel leak shortly after launch and the mission was scrapped.
10 after 6 on your Thursday. Today, we could learn when the first criminal trial against former President Donald Trump will start. The hearing that's happening today in New York about the hush money case against him.
More financial problems coming to light at St. Augustine's University. Issues with student financial aid as employees are waiting on their paychecks.
It's a chilly start with temperatures in the 30s. We're going to jump into the mid-60s this afternoon, which is well above normal. It is going to be a little breezy. I'll show you what it will feel like. Plus a chance of a little light rain on Saturday morning. I'll walk you through that coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It's a chilly start out there. Temperatures are in the mid to upper 30s around the Triangle area and south toward Fayetteville. But we are seeing some temperatures near freezing in the Sand Hills and up near the Virginia line. Nice and clear. It's a pretty start. This is a live look at Durham this morning. Of course, we're looking down Fayetteville Street from the Jimmy V camera here and, of course, Fayetteville there. So it's a that's a nice start out there this morning. A coat will feel good with the chilly temperatures, and there's, again, some patchy frost in a couple of spots. It's chilly for your run or walk this morning, but we're really going to warm up nicely. High temperatures will climb into the mid-60s, about 10 degrees above normal. It is going to be a little breezy. We'll see winds gusting up to around 25 miles per hour, and eventually we'll see some colder air that arrives for the weekend. I'll show you that coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, it is 6:14, still looking fine. I've been watching that map, not seeing any big delays around the Triangle and no crashes reported at this point. Let's take you to Durham for a live look at that camera at I-40 at Fayetteville Road. Traffic's flowing nicely. The headlights you see there are eastbound coming in from 15501 and Chapel Hill. No delays as you head out to 885. It is getting busier out there, but so far traffic's flowing very nicely. Jeff.
President Biden says the shooting at the Kansas City Super Bowl parade should move, shock, and shame the country into action. In a statement, he asked the country to make their voices heard in Congress, to ban assault weapons, limit high-capacity magazines, and strengthen background checks. Vice President Kamala Harris made a similar statement to reporters last night.
The reality of it is a lot of this can be prevented. If members of legislators, including the United States Congress, just have the courage to act.
Police say they have recovered a gun that was used in the shooting, but have not said what type of gun it is or how the shooter may have gotten it.
Today, former President Donald Trump is expected to be back in a New York court on a hearing that could decide when his first criminal trial will begin. Today's hearing will determine whether Trump's hush money trial will get started on March 25th as originally scheduled. It's happening in the same courtroom where he pleaded not guilty last April to 34 counts of falsifying business records in the attempt to bury stories about extramarital affairs that arose during his 2016 presidential campaign. Another hearing will get started today in Georgia over accusations that DA Fani Willis was involved in an improper relationship with her top prosecutor. Willis and the prosecutor are leading the election interference case against Trump and others. They are pushing for Willis to be disqualified and for the case to be thrown out.
First, it was late paychecks. Now it's delayed financial aid. Students, parents, and employees at St. Augustine's University have reached out to WREL expressing their frustration over financial issues at the HBCU. Parents of St. Aug's students say they haven't been able to get answers about financial aid status. One parent who spoke with WREL told us her daughter is still waiting for financial aid from the fall semester.
It's time now that the university is now held accountable. Please do right by these students. That is all we are asking.
These claims come a day after WREL reported about university employees waiting for their paychecks. We reached out to the university for a response and we're told there would be no comment at this time. A candlelight vigil is planned at the chapel on campus Sunday at 5. Organizers say it is in support of people affected by the university's financial issues.
A new inclusive playground at Wake Forest's Holding Park will open March 2nd. The playground was built with wheelchair users and kids at every cognitive level and developmental stage in mind. It features sensory-rich play experiences. There's a calming serenity spot, a lot of fun and inclusive play equipment, and seating and shade for parents to relax.
A little bit of wind today make things not so calm and serene, but it is quiet, you could say, weather-wise. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center waiting for that warm-up. That'll be unusual today.
It will. Looking at temperatures about 10 degrees above normal. The wind that happens this afternoon is going to be what brings in that warmer air. So it's kind of a trade-off. Going to be windy, but it'll help to warm things up. Our skies are clear this morning. You can almost see a little bit of daylight there just starting to appear on the horizon in Goldsboro. We're taking a look at Fayetteville at our newsroom, Chapel Hills, courtesy of Top of the Hill Restaurant, and Apex, all looking quiet this morning. So this is a look at our wind. It's calm right there. There are no wind gusts currently, but that's going to change this afternoon. By the time we hit lunchtime, winds will start to be steady at about 10 to 15 miles per hour out of the southwest, and that's what's going to help to push some of this warmth into our area. Eventually, we'll begin to see gusts up to around 25 miles per hour. Not a huge deal, but again, we are looking at that potential for some breezy conditions this afternoon. The next system arrives on Saturday. That's the next thing that we're watching closely. We have been talking about this all week, and the newer runs of the computer models have consistently brought us less and less rain, which is great for people who have plans to be outside. It'll be a quick-moving system, some light rain on Saturday morning, and definitely cooler over the weekend back to near normal. This is a look at our current conditions. We have high pressure that is sitting near us. That is what will keep things dry for today. High pressure systems rotate clockwise, so as this high moves eastward, it is helping to draw in some warmth from the south. We have our cold front that'll come through. That's going to deliver some cooler air, and that may be the biggest impact that we actually see from the system, because the rain is just not going to be that heavy. We'll see a warm front cross our area on Friday, rain-free, but with some cloud cover. The cold front comes sweeping through during the morning on Saturday. There's 6 a.m., and it's out of here by around lunchtime or so. Let's take a look at the high-resolution model. We'll get a little more detail here. Friday's likely to be partly cloudy. We'll see clouds thickening up during the evening, and a band of showers is likely to cross our northern counties during the evening, say between 9 and 11 p.m. Then Saturday, when the cold front comes through at 5 a.m., a little bit of light patchy rain. Really, anybody could see that, but it's going to be in and out of here very quickly. By lunchtime, we're seeing clearing skies, and the rest of the day should be pretty pleasant, but it will be on the cool side. How much rainfall will we end up seeing this weekend on Friday and Saturday? Together, probably less than a tenth of an inch. But there may be an inch or two of snow in our mountains. And if you're traveling northward, that snow is going to be a little bit heavier up into Virginia and West Virginia. Our chance for rain on Saturday is just a 20% chance, so we're not going to see a whole lot around here. We could use some rain. We're starting to dry out a little bit, but there's not much in our seven-day forecast. Again, temperature is cooler on Saturday and Sunday behind the front, but we're back into the 60s again for next week, Brian.
It's 620 right now, Elizabeth. Still looking fine on our major routes all across the Triangle. And really throughout the region, I looked at all of the sensor data through our entire viewing area, not picking up any big delays right now, and no crashes anywhere in the Triangle. We'll take a look at some of those major approaches into Raleigh right now, take a look at some of those times, not seeing any problems on 40 westbound through Garner. It's a smooth ride from there all the way out to the airport. Coming in from Knightdale on 87 southbound, not seeing any significant problems between 64 business and 440. It's likely going to change, though, as we head deeper into the morning commute, so a reminder, as you're heading out to work or school this morning, get in the car, turn on the radio, and listen to our live newscast at 99.3 FM in Raleigh and 96.5 FM in Durham.
Thanks, Brian. A Kansas City Chiefs fan who came out to celebrate his team's win ended up tackling a man with a gun after the shooting started.
Yeah, I got the right angle on him, and I hit him from behind on the ground.
His heroic effort to help police stop the man as authorities work to learn more about what led to that shooting.
And addressing homelessness in Fayetteville, the backlash city leaders are facing after they bust some members of the homeless community out.
First, here's a look at your winning North Carolina Education Lottery numbers.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Marvel is giving the Fantastic Four a fresh start with a star-studded new cast.
And Brian Schrader is here now with What's Trending, Brian.
I thought the four of us were the Fantastic Four, but we did not get the call this year. Marvel has unveiled the new cast in a Valentine card. Take a look. It's led by Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, a.k.a. Mr. Fantastic. Vanessa Kirby will play Sue Storm, the Invisible Woman. Eben Moss-Bachrach from The Bear and Stranger Things star Joseph Quinn round out the Fantastic Four, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, look at that. It was like a little Valentine's Day card from the first four, they said. And July 25th, mark it down, Brian. That's when it comes out.
Get Siri on that today.
I know.
Hilary Swank has revealed the names of her twin babies in a cute Valentine's post. It shows them on the beach with their names in the sand, Aya and Ohm, like the unit of electrical resistance.
Yeah.
Apparently, the kids really like the beach, and in her caption, Swank asks if anyone else has babies who think sand is edible.
Oh, that's a fun stage. Good news is the kids grow out of that stage.
Yeah. Just all of them.
Sand isn't edible?
Oh, but they're so cute. This was the first time that she announced their names. They were born back in April, but the first time on publicly, anyway, that she revealed their names. So Aya and Ohm.
Quite electrifying. Brian, thank you. History at the announcement desk for the Los Angeles Lakers here. Allie Clifton filled in as the color commentator for the broadcast of the team's game last night against Utah. She is the first woman ever to be on the call for a Lakers game. LeBron James showed him his support, posting to X that he was super happy and proud for Clifton.
And happy Thursday. Look at this gorgeous sunrise in progress here in Durham. We have clear skies right now, but I am tracking a front that'll bring us some rain for part of the weekend. I'll show you when to expect it coming up.
Today, Durham school leaders are meeting with employees about the ongoing dispute over pay, what they hope to accomplish after weeks of protests and lost days of school.
We are learning more about this morning about the mass shooting that happened in Kansas City at the Chiefs Super Bowl parade. This is a live look right now, Kansas City's Union Station. The search for answers after what was supposed to be a day of celebration that turned to tragedy.